Michael Moore turns his attention from healthcare and from the politics of guns to a broad variety of subjects. It's almost like this is a collection of visual essays. It plays like a Netflix series, or even like the TV Nation stuff that he used to do. But really what this is, the one theme pulling the film together is sort of problems with American society. And for people who are fans of Michael Moore, and even those who aren't, it's must-see cinema. It's as good as an episode of Vice. What we have here is Moore takes the premise that he's going to invade other countries and basically take their ideas and bring them back to America, the ones that were working. And it's an optimistic movie. It's actually more patriotic than any recent film. It's definitely the most patriotic film of 2016, and coming in an election year, it brings issues to front and center that perhaps people in America take for granted are non-starters. For example, he travels to Germany and looks at the 8 weeks of paid holiday per year that everyone gets, and they can't understand what the issue is, how people could even consider not having that much vacation because life is for living, and taking vacations is part of being able to schedule time for your friends, family, and your overall health that a complete life would afford. He goes to Norway, where they have the high security prisons. The maximum sentence anyone can get is 21 years, and every cell has its own flat screen TV, and the prisoners are treated with dignity, and they have one of the lowest recidivism, which means people that get out of prison in Norway don't go back to prison, as opposed to the U.S., where one of the highest recidivism rates in the world, where people who get out of prison in the U.S. come back to prison. And what you see also is the public schools in France, where the children eat really healthy foods. They have scallop starters and learn about nutrition and how to eat for the rest of their lives. And it goes to Finland, where they had roughly the same educational levels as the U.S., which is to say 21st, 22nd in the world in education rankings, and how educated their people are, and they rethought education entirely to where it's about a 3-4 hour a day with no homework whatsoever. It turns out that students who spend less time doing homework and less time in school actually tend to do better at learning and learning for their whole life. So things like that that are just really interesting ideas and things that have been proven through social research and yet would meet with a lot of resistance in the United States because of the pervasiveness of corporate influence and lobbying. He just takes it as for granted that we could take these ideas back. So in Germany, they learn about the Holocaust every day in school, and he wonders what it would be like if American students learned about the Native American genocide. Or however you want to phrase what happened to the Native Americans who were all here and now have all not been here ever since Americans arrived, and also the history of slavery in America, which is to say the building of most of the country on the backs of free labor because they weren't being paid, and then he gets into the prison industrial complex and how much labor is used in prison. So really it's a lot of social issues that he cares about, and really it comes off much more positively as he relates it to the Cold War and gay marriage, and says basically that we're at the end here, but basically these issues, which seem that we're so far away, like in Portugal, they have legalized drugs for the past 15 years, and drug usage rates have gone down, and crime has gone down across the board, and here where it seems hard to fathom drug use being legalized. It would have seemed even more so a few years ago as states around the country have enacted legalized marijuana laws, and essentially says if you look at gay marriage, there was a time when it would have been impossible to imagine there being gay marriage legalized, and now it's basically legalized across the country, and that these things happen quickly and history shifts. So his film comes off as a patriotic rah-rah, go USA into the 22nd century, with ideas that are actually working everywhere else that we might not consider.